Today is Friday, March 20th. We have a lot of updates again about the impacts of the new coronavirus, from new orders to stay at home to worries about shortages, but also some bright spots with new treatments being tested and more relief on the way. Plus, we're talking about the impact to the internet, a weekend movie marathon, and a live streaming talk show for charity. Welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Americans are getting more serious warnings and facing more restrictions now in the hopes they'll listen and take action to help slow the spread of COVID-19. First up, new stricter guidelines are now in place for the most populous state in the country, California. California's governor issued what's being called a stay-at-home order until further notice. It means starting now, people in the state should only leave their homes when necessary. Non-essential businesses will be closed. It essentially mandates the national guidelines already in place, so no gatherings of more than 10 people anywhere. Yet people can still leave their homes for exercise outside, the grocery store and takeout food, as well as medical care. With so many restrictions around the country, more people are now out of work. First-time unemployment claims are going up. The number of Americans filing new claims surged by 70,000 last week. That's the highest level in more than 2 years. And it's expected to get worse. An economist told the AP he predicts the number of people applying for jobless benefits could hit a million or more within the next few weeks. But remember, lawmakers are working to send more economic help. Today, a bipartisan group of senators will meet with members of the Trump administration to negotiate details of that trillion-dollar stimulus package in the works. Also, markets were a little calmer yesterday, with the Dow closing up 200 points. The U.S. State Department is urging Americans not to travel abroad until the new coronavirus pandemic subsides, issuing the highest-level travel warning. Top U.S. officials also told Americans who are out of the country already to come back right away, before they get stuck somewhere. Although, it's not really that easy right now, considering so many flights are canceled. President Trump was asked about it during a briefing yesterday. He told reporters the U.S. military will try to get stranded Americans home. For now, it's a recommendation, not a requirement. But Reuters reports President Trump does want to completely restrict travel between the U.S. and Mexico. Already this week, the border between the U.S. and Canada was closed to non-essential travel. That said, right now the U.S. is reporting the most confirmed cases in North America. As of early this morning, that number is nearing 14,000. And that spike is only expected to go up as more and more testing kits become available and we start to get a clearer picture of how many cases there really are. We've already seen that in New York, where new testing kits meant the number of cases reported in the state quadrupled since Monday. California's governor predicted more than half, 56%, of the 40 million people in California will have COVID-19 within the next couple of months. Remember, most people who get this virus will only have mild or moderate symptoms or even no symptoms at all, but they can still spread it to people who will get ill. In fact, new CDC data is showing a pretty large percentage of coronavirus hospitalizations are actually younger adults. The analysis shows nearly 40% of people who are sick enough to be in the hospital with this virus recently were younger than 55. It's a reminder for everyone to take recommended precautions. Well, some sad news out of Italy. There have now been more deaths connected to COVID-19 there than anywhere else in the world. Italy has now reported more than 3,400 deaths. That's even more than China, which has a population that's 20 times larger than Italy. Remember, Italy and other parts of Europe are now on lockdown as they work to slow the spread of this virus. But in China, things are at least looking up a bit. For the first time since early January, China reported zero new local COVID-19 cases. Back in the U.S., healthcare workers around the country are facing a shortage of face masks, surgical gowns, and eye gear to help protect them from this virus. And if the number of cases keeps growing, there won't be enough room for hospitals to admit all the patients. So the military is stepping in. Army officials say they'll soon deploy a couple of mobile field hospitals. They'll likely be sent to New York City and Seattle. And remember, two Navy hospital ships have already started preparing to take on hospital overflow. Big companies continue to offer help as well. Carnival says cruise ships will be available to serve as temporary hospitals. Ships can provide up to 1,000 hospital rooms each. President Trump says the FDA will fast-track potential treatments for this new coronavirus. Two drugs already approved for other purposes are now under review for COVID-19 patients. One is a malaria drug. The other is designed to treat Ebola. Of course, they might not work. They're not yet approved for the new coronavirus, so there could still be months of research ahead. For now, the National Institutes of Health put out a call for blood donations from people who were diagnosed with COVID-19 but have since fully recovered. Researchers hope by analyzing those blood samples, they can understand how the immune system responds to this new disease and then use it to search for treatments. Another state's presidential primary will be pushed back. Connecticut is delaying its primaries from late April to June. The state's governor said it is to protect the health of the public. Also of note, Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard has now dropped out of the race for president. She endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden instead. The representative from Hawaii was the first female combat veteran to run for president. But now that she's out, only two Democratic candidates are left in this race, Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Blinkist. Blinkist is a great go-to app, a sort of secret weapon for learning new things quickly and getting ahead. Blinkist is unique. If you have not heard of it before, it takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes. You can read the best takeaways right on your phone, tablet, or desktop, or with the audio feature, you can listen to them while you're folding laundry or walking the dog. I love Blinkist because in less than 15 minutes, I can get the information or motivation I need in that moment. For information, there are books like The AI Economy, where you can learn a lot quickly. And for motivation, there are books like The Virgin Way, Everything I Know About Leadership by Richard Branson. And Blinkist has a special offer for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off your new subscription when you sign up at Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he might be able to use his now shut-down car and solar panel factories in California and New York to start making medical equipment, like ventilators, that U.S. hospitals will need. GM and Ford are considering doing the same thing. At the same time, TV medical dramas are donating their stash of healthcare equipment to hospitals. Shows like The Resident and The Good Doctor have handed over the extra masks, gloves, and gowns so doctors can stay protected while treating COVID-19 patients. And Rosie O'Donnell is bringing back her talk show, but this time it will be live streamed only for one night, and it's for charity. It will raise money for performers who've been put out of work amid the coronavirus outbreak. Rosie O'Donnell has lined up tons of guests already who will all be joining virtually from their homes. They include Morgan Freeman, Neil Patrick Harris, and a lot more. She's partnered with Broadway.com. The show will be streamed this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. With so many people connecting only online, the companies who help make those connections are scrambling to keep up. For example, TechCrunch reports Slack, the popular chat application for workplaces, added 7,000 new paid customers in just a month and a half. And StatNews says telehealth companies are pretty overwhelmed. They're getting a backlog of patients and working to upgrade their tech systems to handle it all. One Cleveland clinic saw a 15-fold increase in telehealth visits over the last week. And since so many people are online, it's putting a bit of a strain on internet providers. To help out, the BBC reports Netflix is reducing its video quality during peak watching hours so it doesn't use too much data. It's only doing this in Europe for now and only for the next 30 days. One of the most recognized film festivals in the world is now on hold. Cannes was postponed from mid-May to sometime in June or July. The specific dates aren't nailed down yet. And more movie release dates are being pushed back, but Hallmark is hoping some holiday movies at home will help fill the void. It's holding a movie marathon this weekend. Starting today, the network will air 27 of its original Countdown to Christmas films. The feel-good movies will essentially air back-to-back starting at noon Eastern today through Sunday night. And Nickelodeon is rolling out new content to keep kids occupied. CNN reports it's launched a site filled with tips, ideas, and video content to keep kids busy while they're home from school. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, today's Feel Good Friday story is brought to you by Magic Spoon, the best way to recreate your favorite childhood cereal, but in a healthy way, with zero sugar and 12 grams of protein. And get this, Magic Spoon is donating 20,000 boxes of product to children in New York City who no longer have access to school lunches. So support Magic Spoon. Go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy and then use the promo code newsworthy at checkout. All right, today we leave you with this. Some people are being extra generous during this tough time. NBC News reports a customer at an Ohio bar and grill left a $2,500 tip for the staff. The timing couldn't have been better. He left the tip just hours before the restaurant was ordered by state officials to close, which left employees in tears. The customer was apparently a regular and often went to trivia night. Workers at the bar and grill wanted to give him credit, but the man chose to stay anonymous. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And a quick note, if you have a specific question or topic about COVID-19 you want us to help answer or address here, let us know. Send us your question on social media or email us, staff@thenewsworthy.com. We're thinking about starting a short new segment next Tuesday just for this, so we want to hear your questions. And either way, be sure to connect with us on Instagram and Twitter. We'll be posting updates each weekday evening. Just search The Newsworthy to find and follow. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the Episodes tab. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great, safe weekend.